All right, in the studio, Holy Kicks. Now, they are a nonprofit organization whose presence across Colorado and the Denver metro area exists for the purpose of walking with those impoverished areas or those at risk of or experiencing homelessness. Now, through the distribution of new shoes and socks, the focus of Holy Kicks is to mentor and build relationships in walking with individuals experiencing economic disparity. Good morning, Ty and Tay. It's joyous to be in your presence.
It's joyous to be here. We're humbled.
We're super excited.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to come out of your shoes and come on down. Now, who created Holy Kicks and why?
Well, that would be me, and I'm the, as I always say, founder and executive director. I'm much better at founding than directing,
well,
but we're making a difference in the community. And about 6 years ago, in November of 2018, I had been a pastor in Monument, Colorado for 28 years,
wow.
And I was always yelling at my congregation to shut down the church and just go love their neighbor, and had some tragedy in my life. My wife died, and it gave me this crazy opportunity to just do what I wanted to do. And so I found a way to go work on the street and was moving up to North Aurora. Met a dude named Rodney in the alley the day I was trying to find a house to live in North Aurora. And he said something to me about walking in the shoes that were given to you. And within a couple hours, I had founded a nonprofit just like that.
Hey, that's what it takes, is a simple thought to turn it into something incredible. Like Holy Kicks.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story. Now, some people have never had a brand new pair of shoes. And when you think about it, when your shoes get old and run down, it makes you think, whoa, to have a new pair of shoes if you've never had any. I could just imagine the look on the faces of the people that you help. So tell me how that feels.
Yeah,
so that's one of our biggest reasons. When we do our events, we like to set it up like a shoe store. So every individual comes in, they get to work with one of our volunteers one-on-one and go through the bins, and they can try on as many shoes as they would like to make sure that they have their perfect fit. And it's kind of like a opportunity for just self-care, and you can see such a beautiful smile. And just recently, I helped a kid get a pair of shoes, and they were wearing two small shoes. And as soon as they got their shoes on, they just ran out and ran right back to class. They're like, shoes fit, and just ran away.
Oh,
biggest smile on their face.
I bet that's a neat feeling. That warms your heart, doesn't
it? Yeah.
That is great. Because, like I said, an old pair of shoes, hand-me-down, to have a brand new pair of shoes thanks to Holy Kicks. You know, I love your T-shirt. Who you walking with? Holy Kicks.
Yeah, it's a really about our theme. You know, when I founded Holy Kicks, you know, I'd got to the place I was at in life because people had walked with me and loved me, supported me, and hung in there with my mistakes and choices I'd made, and celebrated the good things with me. And I think everybody's doing that in life. And that's why it's called Holy. We believe everybody's a whole person. No pecking order in life. It's not, we're not trying to get anybody to some place that we think they need to be. We're just with people. And we're all about not doing things to or for folks. We're about doing things with people. And so that wholeness and shoes is a big part of it. It's a big metaphor for a lot of other things as well.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So tell us, how can we organize a shoe drive with Holy Kicks in our community? I'm talking about people in the community that know there's a need, that wants to kind of help, maybe have their own shoe drive. Have you come down and help them?
Yeah. So this year, we'll provide well over 7,000 pairs of shoes. I think probably 7,500 just this calendar year alone. We just passed about 21,000. Next year, maybe 10,000 pairs of kicks we'll give out in the community. And we buy most of our shoes at about a $15 price point, but we love when people create a shoe drive for us of brand new shoes only, not gently worn, not once worn.
Exactly.
But we provide toddler size 4 all the way through the largest of adult shoes. Only kind of sneaker style, you know, kind of walking, you know, Vans, Converse, running, sneakers, something that looks cool. More than half of our kicks go to children. And so if somebody wants to create a shoe drive, maybe at their church or at their business or their apartment complex, just to even get together with some neighborhood friends, your family maybe at Christmas, sometimes people will do that. Hey, our gift this year, everybody throw in a new pair of kicks. On our website, holykicks.org, we've got two resources on the bottom about how to create a shoe drive and even a flyer that we can help you put together. And as long as shoes come in brand new, we'll find a way to use them.
That is awesome. That is truly a beautiful thing. I'm just so excited for you and the people and the kids getting new shoes. I mean, here it is, back to school. And just think of the kids. How many kids do you think have never had a new pair of shoes going back to school?
Unfortunately, we see a lot of kids right now that are coming to school with either two small shoes or shoes that are probably hand-me-downs from their brothers and sisters, and they're about four or five shoe sizes too big. So it's really important this season to help out the kids.
That is beautiful. So tell us, how do people help or want to help get involved in Holy Kicks?
So if you want to volunteer, we have lots of volunteer opportunities.
Okay.
We have on our website, holykicks.org, we have a link for if you want to become a volunteer, and we'll send you information on, we have different storage parties, which is like packing our shoes and organizing them, or coming out to events. And as Tig also mentioned, if you want to host a shoe drive for us to gather shoes and stuff to help us produce our input for the year.
All right. That is beautiful. So how do people reach you? What's the website or your social pages or a combination of the two?
Yeah, you can find us at holykicks.org. We love when people follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I try to post up there every couple days with some inspiration about what we're up to in the world and showing, building some reels about our events and trying to put things together to really kind of show what our impact is in the community and bring a lot of joy, a lot of positivity, I think, on our social media. You can also follow me on LinkedIn. I put just things out there every couple weeks out there. But you can also reach out to us through the website if you've got some questions or want to connect with us. Unfortunately, we're not able to fulfill individual requests for shoes.
Sure.
But right now, we're literally scheduling events with nonprofits, Title I schools, other organizations that serve the population where new kicks are helpful. There's a way to apply for us to partner with you and come out and create an event where we might be able to provide 100 to a couple hundred pairs of kicks with your organization.
That's wonderful. Now that's Holy, WHOLLY, Kicks, KICKS.
.org.
All right. We want to make sure we spell it, because everybody might go in and just type in Holy, HOLY, and then they won't be able to find
Absolutely.
You. So I want to make sure they can find you. I think that's an amazing story. You have done an incredible journey, and you are making so many people happy. And thank you so much for taking the time to come down, Ty and Tay, and joining us for KUVO's Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.